is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like on this live Christmas Day edition of the program. Happy holidays to you, Johnny Ray.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Good evening. Good to have you in here on, you know, normally you're here with us on Tuesday nights, but certainly no one forced you to come in on Christmas, so I appreciate you coming in today.
My pleasure.
Also, Kyle is back running the board at the Genesis Communications Network. He took a special amount of time out of his evening tonight and came in to run the show. So we're here live for you. You can, of course, call in about anything that might happen to be on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. And Johnny Ray, you and I engaged in a gift swapping thing that has multiple
names.
It
had many names. Daryl W. Perry listed them off to me yesterday. The only one I remember is Dirty Santa, and then something about Yankees.
Yankee Swap, I guess, is what it's called commonly up in the Northeast. Down where I'm from, it was called White Elephant in Western Central South Florida.
Yesterday was the first I'd heard of the concept.
Really?
Yep.
And what did you think of the game? Well, I guess, can you explain briefly for those who, I guess, are in your shoes and have never heard of the game before?
Sure, it was lame. It was totally lame.
I had fun with it, man. I thought it was kind of fun.
No, it was fun. Everybody brought wrapped gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's name went into a bowl. People selected gifts, and then beginning with the second person, they could after discovering what their gift was, they could swap it for any other gifts that had already been unwrapped.
Right, and then the last person, the first person whose name was chosen,
right, the guy who doesn't, who until now has not gotten a choice, just had to live with what he got. The first
right.
guy,
he gets the last choice. So the person actually who chooses, the second person chosen gets kind of the worst.
The bum rap, right.
Yeah, of the deal. Now, I guess according to the Wikipedia article I was reading about this yesterday, the original version of it is that the first person who goes gets totally screwed and that they don't get to swap with anybody. They just get what they get unless someone happens to swap with them during the rest of the game.
But I like the sound of that better.
We played the variant on it where the first person gets to swap last. So the first person is the most enviable position because they get to get anything. You ended up with your own gift back, though, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Which was a bottle of what was it?
A bottle of cranberry ginger ale,
and some ramen
and
noodles.
Three varieties. Thank you very much. Three bags of ramen.
I actually ended up doing pretty well. I got rid of the hat that I was looking to move, and Daryl W. Perry ended up with it. The fedora, as per Derek J., who was on this show for a long time. He was kind of setting fashion trends here in Keene for a little while, and everyone was buying and wearing fedoras for a little bit. So I pawned my fedora off successfully and actually ended up Amish Paul brought a... I don't know if it really counts as a gift, but it was what it was. It was a CD case with a $5 bill in it. So I feel like I did pretty good for a Dirty Santa / White Elephant or whatever you want to call it.
Definitely cash can't.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the fudge would have been nice. That seemed to be the real Kate from copblock.org.
The most popular, the one that everyone else kept switching their gift for was that gift certificate to the marina Brattleboro.
I'd say that was a toss-up between that one and the fudge, because I saw the fudge swap hands a number of times.
I was considering,
well,
that was the one thing I was considering taking instead of relieving someone else of my crappy gift.
Because Kate, she spent like all $10 on fudge, and that was a big box of fudge.
Uh-huh.
That would have been great to have. I had it for a short period, but I lost it. Anyway, you can talk to us about whatever you want here. It is the Christmas Day edition, and we need to get to something, Johnny Ray, that you didn't get a chance to talk about in the last week.
That's right.
And that is the top archaeological finds of 2012. Is that right?
The top 10 archaeological finds of 2012.
So we're going to do that. I don't know if you have that prepared. Do you need a computer turned on or?
No, I can see
like
some
that?
Of it. I got it written
down on
the previous
notes.
Page.
You, this is a level of preparation that I don't even do for the show. You actually have handwritten notes that you have here. This is great.
What was Mayan, the source? Oh, the source is archaeology.org.
Okay.
Which is...
Sounds legit.
Yeah, it's a... I don't remember the name of the organization, but I'll bring that later.
Cool. Also, still to come, some guy is being held without bail for screaming and jumping up and down or something, waving his arms at some children. They've arrested him, charged him with some kind of terrorism. Anyway, we can get to that here in a little bit. Let's talk about the archaeology.
Oh, sure. Mayan sun god masks. That one is one of the lesser interesting to me. Oh, God, that's awful. The Neanderthal medicine chest. Some of the best knowledge to be gotten from Neanderthal remains is the gunk on their teeth, and that's what that story's about.
You are just teasing this. Okay.
The first use of poison. How's that for intrigue and excitement?
At least the first known use, right?
Yes, they discovered a tool related to that. Shall I go on?
These are good. I mean, well, I'm happy to just jump right into them. If you
Caesar's Gallic outpost.
Gallic?
Yes.
Gallic?
Gallic.
What is Gallic? What is that?
It's France and Germany.
Okay.
And Caesar was there for 8 years, and that was the basis of his memoir. And they found a site in Germany, I believe, that has got sandal nails. They discovered a load of sandal nails, which told them that there were Roman legions there. It was sort of a forward base for Rome in Germany, or in Gallia.
Okay. Wow. Like, I don't know that much about that sort of history. So is the suggestion there that they were further out than otherwise had been thought, or?
I suppose the significance of it is that mostly the fact that Caesar was there, and this was a camp from when Caesar was doing his 8 years in Germany, which is the basis of a important historical document.
Okay.
Scottish Frankenstein mummies.
Wow.
Oh, it's
what
remains.
Does that even mean, Frankenstein mummies?
Well, it's remains that have been discovered in Scotland, and they were likely moved from another burial site, and one of the bodies is formed from the bones of several different other bodies.
Creepy.
Why they may have been discovered like that will be uncovered later in the show.
Oh, wow. Good tease.
The first pots from China. First pots. I guess the earliest known intact
pots. People been making pots for a long time.
Yeah, discovered in China.
Pot and smoking it.
Europe's oldest engraving. You may be surprised to discover what it's an engraving of.
Ooh, body parts.
That's right.
Oh.
Male or female?
Male. Wow. Awesome. Naughty bits. Is that right? Am I right?
Yes, private parts.
Yep.
Private parts that you don't see every day.
They've been making porn for a long time, apparently.
I guess so. Europe's oldest engraving.
That's all coming up tonight. Is that there's 10 of them, right? Do we all already go through 10?
I wasn't counting. I think I got Aztec ritual burial.
Okay.
Don't remember the details of that. Didn't write it down in my notes.
Well, yep. We will determine which of these is the most amazing. Do you have an opinion on that? Johnny Ray?
The first use of poison, I think, was the most interesting to me.
Yeah.
Or maybe Neanderthal medicine chest, which I've given away a lot of that one now. But there's more to that story.
Yeah, well, what is in the medicine chest? I mean, I don't know that, so we'll find out here in a little bit. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Plus, you know, some newsy sort of things here tonight. Like I said, this guy in Fort Lauderdale being held without bond for apparently intentionally terrorizing children by waving his arms at them and screaming. That's now illegal. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All that's on the way and more. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts, plus a story about those folks that are locked up in prison for not testifying to a grand jury in the Northwest.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. If you would like, otherwise you can listen to Johnny Ray and I talk about various different things. Everything from archaeology finds, the top 10 of 2012, Johnny Ray's brought in for us tonight, all the way down through some guy who's been arrested for waving his arms at some children and screaming. And he's being held without bond on some sort of terrorism-related charge. There's that story, plus many more to discuss this evening. We'll give you an update on the folks that are in prison in the Northwest. We talked about them a few months ago when they were put into the prison for refusing to testify in front of a grand jury about some anarchist activities in the Northwest and are being held without any kind of
sentence. There's news on them.
Yep, there's an update on what the conditions are like for where they're staying.
Oh, I'd be very curious to hear about that.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that coming up here. But Johnny Ray, last week you talked about maybe doing some archaeological finds from 2012, and we didn't get to them, so you brought them back in. And you've teased them all at this point, so.
And you want the full treatment.
I don't know. Should we spread them out over the whole show? Because that's one of the, like, you can do a top 10 list in two different ways, as far as I'm concerned. One is to just go through the top 10, one after the other, and the other is to spread it out over the whole show. Now, if you spread it out over the whole show, you get the benefit of kind of teasing people with it throughout the entire program. Like, oh, well, coming up, we'll tell you about this archaeological find and then talk about something else in the meantime. But the problem with that is that if we get all of a sudden an influx of calls, which, you know, you never know. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. It is Christmas Day. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. That's what buried the whole story last week.
Yeah.
We just got caught up doing other stuff.
Right. So if you spread it out, there's that chance that, you know, we'll go off the rails and end up never being able to finish it. So,
well,
I'm not married to either way, but we need to make a decision.
I say spread them out.
All right. Pick one of them. Which one do you think we should start with?
Maya sun god masks.
The Maya sun god masks. All
right. Right. This is from archaeology.org, a publication of the Archaeological Institute of America. Maya sun god masks. El Zots, Guatemala, by Eric A. Powell. Archaeologists have unearthed a spectacular series of stucco masks at the Maya city of El Zots, dating to between AD 350 and 400. The 5-foot-tall masks decorated a temple atop El Diablo Pyramid, which commemorates the founder of the city's royal dynasty.
A 5-foot-tall mask. Wow.
Yeah, a stucco mask.
Yeah.
They show different phases of the sun as it makes its way across the sky. Between the gods are representations of Venus and other planets. It's a celestial symphony, says Brown University archaeologist Stephen Houston, who co-led the excavation with Edwin Roman of the University of Texas. The sun is closely associated with Maya kingship, and these images celebrate that link. Are you into big, tall masks? I'm not.
No, not really.
No.
But, I mean, they were, clearly.
Right, and they were painted bright red, which... There's a rendering here of one of them, and it's a very bright red, which is a pretty color.
Is it creepy? Is it intimidating? I mean, is it something that... How do you describe this mask? I mean, is it something that a god would wear?
Yes. It's hard to describe, Ian. It
red,
could be someone...
5 foot tall.
Someone... I'm just looking at the one as it exists now, and that seems like it could be very scary, kind of horrific. It's definitely otherworldly.
Yeah, okay. I did take a quick look at it. It does have that kind of classic Maya look to it, which, you know, you're right. It's very hard to describe that. So one would want to put in, like, search for Maya sun god mask, and that will probably pull this up.
Yeah. I mean, what I wish I could answer this question. There are men who walk the earth now who can answer this question. What was happening in the temple atop El Diablo Pyramid? Sounds like it could be a scary place, especially with these red accents.
The devil pyramid? Pyramid of the devil?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Maybe this El Diablo isn't the El Diablo.
There's only one Diablo, right? I mean, that's the devil, is it not?
I suppose so. I want to make it clear that I have no authority on this issue.
Fair enough.
But El Diablo, yeah. Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because the devil. Saint seems like a scary place, and the mask is scary.
Cool, man. Thanks for sharing that. Let's do another one here in a short bit, and we'll continue, unless there was more that you wanted to share on that one.
No, we'll do another one later.
So the medicine chest. Well, let's do that one coming up here.
That's what's next.
All right, cool. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And here's a story out of Broward County, Florida, where a judge ordered David Birch, this from NBCMiami.com, held without bond on Thursday of last week. and saying that he believed the 28-year-old man intentionally terrorized children at a Fort Lauderdale elementary school when he screamed and waved his arms at them. Broward County Circuit Court Judge John Hurley said he viewed Birch's actions Wednesday near Bayview Elementary School against the backdrop of the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting last week. 22 children ages 7 or 8 were playing kickball on the field just south of the school when Birch, who was wearing camouflage pants, which, you know, never helps. Never helps you look sane wearing camouflage, started screaming and jumping up and down. Fort Lauderdale police officer Rick Rhodes said in court the physical education teacher had all the kids run back into the school for their safety. 2 weeks ago, this just would have been some crazy guy walking by the school grounds. You know, it would have been no big deal had the...
Maybe so, maybe not.
You think they would have freaked out like this if they, yeah, there hadn't just been a school shooting?
Yes. They live in a constant state of fear in places like that. You see somebody jumping up and down screaming with camo pants on, then the children will be herded back inside, for sure.
Hurley, reading from a police report, said the kids were playing when Birch approached the fence and began screaming in a very aggressive manner. One of the teachers observed Birch create a high level of fear in the 22 children. Birch was later found by Rhodes in a wooded area near the school. The judge noted that the children and the teacher and the employees there, they were all in a heightened state of fear. And the backdrop to this, obviously, is what just happened in Connecticut. So these children, they say, were in a unique position of emotional vulnerability, which never really probably ended until people knew that this man was apprehended. I'm just curious, how many 7- and 8-year-olds were aware of what happened in Connecticut? How much penetration does the national
news media... What grade is that in school?
That's like second or third grade.
They all know about it.
No. You think so? I don't agree.
I think they wheeled TVs into the classrooms, and I'm sure they all had moments and their teachers talked to them about what happened at this other school.
Maybe you're right. That's interesting because I don't, you know, obviously... Maybe school shootings weren't happening when I was in elementary school, because I don't remember hearing about anything like that. I remember the day the Challenger exploded.
That's what's going through my mind right now. I was in the second grade. Oh, my God, that's such a creepy coincidence, Ian.
Well, what's the coincidence? Do we both remember that?
No, there's no creepy coincidence.
I don't remember what grade I was in. I'm sure what was it, 86? That must have been first grade, I would think. 855-450-FREE. I don't know what year it was. We'll continue here in a moment. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Should this guy be... And by the way, the charge, disorderly conduct. But is what this man did a crime? Being outside of the fence at the government school, yelling and waving his arms. I'm sorry, there's no victim to this. More coming up. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Inviting you over to our website, freetalklive.com. We got listening options, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're all free. You can tune into whichever one works best for you for your internet connection speed. Obviously, the broadband is going to sound the best, but if you don't have the bandwidth for it, you can always try the midband or narrowband. And one of them will fit your internet connection. And they're free. Listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get a list of the over 100 radio stations that thankfully air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long. Plus, there's our KU band free-to-air channel up on Galaxy 19. In addition, we've got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, you need to know about SACL, CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients as well. Go and visit SACL CAI through their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column on the right-hand side of the page. Again, that's SACL CAI. We'll continue the story about the man who is being charged with disorderly conduct for waving his arms and yelling at some school children in a moment. But, Johnny Ray, we are going to be sharing with you, or sharing with our listeners, we'll be sharing these archaeological finds, top 10 for 2012.
Exactly.
Let's continue that list. You've got the some kind of a medicine box. A Neanderthal medicine box.
The name of the article is Neanderthal medicine chest. Okay. Now, there's no chest of medicine involved here.
Hmm.
This is by Zach Zorich, Pelonia, Asturias, Spain. The latest frontier in Neanderthal research is not the artifacts they left behind or remnants of their DNA. Rather, it is the gunk that stuck to their teeth. Karen Hardy of the Catalan Institution for Research and Advanced Studies in Spain and Stephen Buckley of the University of York in the United Kingdom used a variety of chemical analyses that helped uncover the first evidence that Neanderthals consumed medicinal plants.
Uh-huh.
The team examined the chemicals embedded in the calcified plaque on the teeth of five Neanderthals dated to between 50,600 and 47,300 years ago from El Cidron Cave in Spain. The research showed that the Neanderthals inhaled wood smoke, probably from a campfire, and that they had eaten cooked plant foods as well as the bitter-tasting medicinal plants chamomile and yarrow. They had to have a body of knowledge about plants to select yarrow and chamomile, says Hardy. The same analyses used in this study have the potential to be used on almost any tooth. According to Hardy, they could be used to provide direct evidence of homonym diets going back millions of years. Ian, do you know what we use yarrow and chamomile for today?
I've had tea that has chamomile in it.
Chamomile tea is very popular.
Yeah.
It's
soothing for like a sore throat, I think.
And people use it to put themselves to sleep.
I did not know that.
Chamomile has a number of indications.
Is that something that when you use it to put yourself to sleep, is it something that you're eating or are you like burning it? How do people use it to
drinking it in tea, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know all of its effects, but apparently they found out back in the day. They've been using it for a long time.
Yep, yarrow, if memory serves, is used to constrict. No, maybe open up blood vessels. It's an analgesic or something like that.
Which would be like an aspirin or something like that.
Yeah. And one of them was used for hemorrhoids, Ian.
Oh, my.
Yes. Now, Ian.
Yes, Jimmy,
not
right.
To be taken... internally, but topically, okay?
Always a bad idea to do anything but take that topically.
Topically.
Not supposed to put it in there. Supposed to put it on. On top there.
No. What I'm saying is not to be steeped and drunk as a tea.
Right.
Not to be consumed. Okay, you follow me.
Right.
But to be, okay, so that's how you're going to take care of those hemorrhoids. All right, Ian?
Yeah, that's all good. 855-450-FREE. Is that all we know about their teeth? Is there more to that?
Yes, okay. Yes.
That is all we know, or there is more of that?
No, we know more about yarrow and chamomile, but
right.
As far as we know here at archaeology.org and the fans putting it out there, that's all we know about what was in their teeth.
So they didn't actually find any kind of medicine chest. That was just what they called that.
That's just the wording in the title of the story.
Because I was actually interested to see if they actually had like an actual medicine, like a first aid kit or something like that.
Right. 67,000 years old, Ian. Please. It's not going to survive.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So you bring up whatever you want. We'll do more of those. We've got 8 more of the top 10 archaeological finds of 2012 here in a little bit. But there's a guy who is currently facing disorderly conduct charge in Florida. Broward County, Florida, was arrested in the woods near a school after he had screamed in what is called a very aggressive manner, and they believe that the children's level of fear was high, and so apparently because some kids got scared, that's enough reason to arrest a man, and then on top of that, they decided to hold him without bond.
I'm okay with that.
You think so? Why?
Because that's how we do it, Ian.
Who's we? Why can't you just say to the kids, hey, that's a crazy guy. Just don't pay him no mind. Here, you go and play your tag games and play whatever games you were playing on the playground. And if he comes over here, then you want to run, kids. But otherwise, he was on the outside of the fence. I mean, it wasn't as though he was screaming and running towards the children. I think that could be perceived as a threat. But just some crazy, I mean, we're talking about Miami here. There's probably crazy people all over the place. Are we going to arrest everybody who's screaming on the street corner?
This sort of thing probably just happens all the time. Maybe they're sharing it with us now because of the Newtown, Connecticut.
What happens all the time? Guys screaming at school children or people being arrested for it?
Guys screaming at school children.
I don't know how frequently it happens, but, I mean, the dude, for all we know, he's crazy or drunk or I don't know the rest of the, you know, what his circumstances are. And he may actually be crazy because apparently he has had a previous incident. Let me get into the rest of the story here. So they're claiming that the kids were scared. She said, this is the gym teacher, saying that he was kind of like a dancing bear, but scared the heck out of the kids and her when she called the children back to the school to all run back to the school. He started to run towards the opening in the fence. Okay, so he did, run towards the opening in the fence, but I suppose that's a legitimate reason to be concerned if he's, you know, running into the schoolyard and screaming at the top of his lungs.
Disorderly conduct.
But I don't know if that's really a crime. I don't think that, you know, until something, it's one thing to be cautious. It's one thing to tell the kids to get back or go inside or something like that. That I get that. That makes sense. But to arrest the guy? I mean, wouldn't it have been just appropriate to say, hey, man, you don't get to come back here? And you could issue a, no trespass order against him. And then if he comes back, then you have a legitimate reason to make an arrest because then you have a trespassing charge.
I'm not prepared to even comment on that, whether or not it would be better to just do that and say, hey, what, you know, push on, clear out of here. I got my eye on you.
Right.
Or to bring him in and get his info, find out
who he is.
Who he is, exactly.
You know, you make a decent argument there just to process the guy and, you know, get his numbers and information in the system. I certainly don't think he needs to be held without bond. He's probably not a continuing threat. But apparently he almost cut his girlfriend's nose off as well. We can tell you more about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, plus more from Archaeological Finds of 2012, the top 10. Johnny Ray will continue to share those. What's coming up next, Johnny Ray? Do you have that handy?
Well, I do want to mention that the Mayans maybe were not as evil as I may have implied.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight. Tonight being Christmas Day. We're here live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. We invite you over to our website. You can enjoy all the features on the site completely free. And do that over at freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to control the content. So if you find something online that you want to share with our listeners and share with the host of the show, you can submit it as show prep, and then it will appear on our upcoming stories page on the site. Once it receives enough votes, it will be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the website, meaning more people are likely to see it at that point. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are various different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us. Perhaps you're going to go shopping tomorrow after you get all the, you know, checks from mom and dad or grandmother or whoever it is that sends you a check. You know, go online, use your Amazon gift cards or whatever. Well, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can start your Amazon shopping experience through our links. And whatever you buy through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of that purchase. Now, I don't think we will get, like, if you already have the Amazon gift card, we're not going to get a portion of stuff you buy with the gift card. We get the money when somebody buys the gift card. So if you had purchased, let's say you wanted to get something for your mother, Johnny Ray, and you want to get her a gift card, if you went to shop.freetalklive.com and bought the gift card through shop.freetalklive.com, we would get the percentage on the gift card up front. We wouldn't have to wait until the person redeemed the gift card. So that's like the only thing. If you're going through shop.freetalklive.com and you've already got the gift card, we won't get a cut of that sale. But pretty much anything else you buy through shop.freetalklive.com, we'll get a cut of that. Make sense?
Sure. Even if you've got that gift card, I would say go to shop.freetalklive.com just for the practice.
Just
for the practice.
Just
to get the muscle memory going and all of that sort of thing.
It's a good habit to get into. You get the stuff that you're looking for from Amazon. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. You get the same great Amazon deals that you're used to. By the way, I've got to apologize. I didn't mean to suggest that I had some bad information here. I'm looking at this article from NBCMiami.com about the guy who's been arrested for waving his arms and screaming near school children.
Right.
He's been charged with disorderly conduct. I said he may have cut off his girlfriend's nose. That is incorrect. He has been arrested for other things.
Thank goodness.
Yep, I got that. That was misinformation. The public defender in his case argued that Birch should not have been arrested because police were not present for every element of the alleged disorderly conduct and because police did not arrest him while in fresh pursuit. However, the judge found probable cause based on several factors, saying that Birch's disorderly conduct did not cease until he was arrested. A prosecutor said that Birch was previously arrested December 3rd when he was found sleeping on the beach and charged with carrying a concealed axe handle. That's illegal?
It's a shillelagh. It's a weapon. You can bludgeon somebody good with an axe handle.
I guess. Resisting an officer without violence. He had bonded out of jail when the latest incident occurred. Birch was also twice convicted of trespassing in North Carolina earlier this year, said the prosecutor. He said that Birch had intentionally terrorized the children of Bayview Elementary, set the bond at $25,000, and ordered Birch not to return to the elementary school or the adjacent park, and ordered him not to go within 50 feet of any school within the county. But Hurley then revoked Birch's bond for the December case, the one with the axe handle, meaning he will stay in jail. So, this guy...
Here's a guy who I think, in a voluntary society, this guy wouldn't make it.
What do you mean? He wouldn't make it. I mean, there's going to be crazy people in a voluntary society.
I'm imagining... And I'm not advocating it, so I don't even. Part of me doesn't even want to say this out loud, but I'm imagining this guy getting beat up, vigilante justice, getting beat
up. What he did to the kids?
With an axe handle for
screaming and yelling outside the school playground.
What was he doing with the axe handle?
He was sleeping on the beach. He was just sleeping on the beach.
He didn't beat anybody up with that
thing?
Well,
not alleged. They have not alleged that he has beaten anyone with the axe handle. They did not, you know, find blood stains or anything like that on it.
Okay, but he's scary enough that people, word gets around about who this guy is, exactly what he looks like, and people stop selling him food. So he has to go somewhere else and do his jumping and sleeping with axe handles elsewhere.
I think that, you know, it's reasonable to suggest that in the voluntary society, the one in which we would like to live, I think, where you don't have this coercive, violent monopoly known as the state lording itself over you, that people would be able to somehow keep undesirable folks away from their society. But the larger a city becomes, the more challenging, you know, something like that is. And if you're talking about Miami, or Fort Lauderdale, which is right next door,
He doesn't have to go very far to settle right back into his jumping up and down and screaming at school children.
Right. It's going to be hard to keep somebody out of a big city by word of mouth. I get that. And who knows what mechanisms the market would come up with. I mean, we don't know. We're just talk show hosts. And we don't know what the market and the people in search of profit and the innovators would come up with as far as a way to keep people out of a society that aren't wanted there.
What are those Molyneux insurance agency type things called?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It's been a while since we've talked about those things. What did he call them? DRIs?
DRMs,
Defense Resolution.
Dispute Resolution. DROs.
There you go.
Dispute Resolution Organizations.
Yeah, I don't know whether it would turn out the way Molyneux predicts or not. I mean, again, anybody's free to make a prediction about what they think the marketplace would do and how they would handle this stuff. But I would hope that, you know, if I were living in some sort of futuristic society where people are interacting on a more consensual basis, that hopefully compassion would be the order of the day, in that I don't think the way the police handled this is in any way, shape, or form compassionate. I mean, the dude's probably disturbed. We don't know what his problem is, but I'm guessing if he's sleeping on the beach with an axe handle concealed in his jacket or something like that, he's, you know, maybe he's homeless. He's got a nice beard on him here. I'm watching the footage from the court hearing, and, you know, he looks like kind of a scraggly dude. I obviously haven't listened to the words that he's speaking at the hearing, but I can see why small children might be intimidated by someone like this yelling and screaming at them. But I don't think that the compassionate method for dealing with him is to arrest him and then hold him in a cage without, you know, further notice as far as he's going to be able to get out. I mean, having the axe handle shouldn't be a crime. He didn't, you know, wasn't alleged to have hurt anybody with it. I think it's ridiculous that concealing an axe handle is apparently a crime in the state of Florida. So I feel sorry for this guy. I think something's wrong with him.
Uh-huh.
Either that, or he's just mean to kids. You know, maybe he just doesn't like children. But I think something is wrong with him. That's probably why he did what he did.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like jail isn't a real solution. I also don't support, you know, interning someone in a psychiatric hospital either. I think that I am generally against that as well. But I also understand the argument that some people make that some people are really crazy and really dangerous. And what do you do about those people in the free market, in a market in which we don't have the monopoly on violence known as the state, and we don't have, you know, this existing structure where if the state deems you to be crazy enough, they'll just pick you up and lock you away.
I think that killers go to places where they feel like they can kill as many as they can before they are stopped.
Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting this guy is a killer?
No. No, I'm thinking about this man who burned two firemen today. And yes, there was a man who set his house on fire and then murdered the fireman who came to put out the fire. So I think the people arresting the man for disorderly conduct are trying to find this other guy before he starts killing.
I get it, but how's that going to stop anything? You don't solve a problem with somebody who's crazy by locking them in a cage and then eventually letting them out. I mean, if this guy's crazy and is actually a danger to other human beings, which there's no evidence of that,
uh-huh.
You know, they haven't actually charged him with hurting anybody.
Uh-huh.
If he is actually a danger to other human beings, then you have a legitimate reason to keep him away from other folks. But if it's all based on speculation, I don't think you've got that. I don't think that qualifies. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. We are here live, by the way. This is the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. So we've got plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, we've got something like 8 more of the top 10 archaeological finds of 2012.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.